The question of Palestine or Israel versus Palestine. Before World War I, many countries now in the Middle East were one country called the Ottoman Empire. After World War I, many smaller countries were formed, and all of them gained independence except for Palestine, which became a British territory. After that, many Jewish people from Europe started moving to Palestine because Hitler was chasing them out of Europe, and Palestine was, historically, the place the Jewish culture came from. At first, everybody was happy because it looked like the Jewish people could have their own country. However, there was one problem. There was already a country there. It was called Palestine, and the people are called Palestinians. Soon, there were so many people from Europe that the Palestinians were unhappy and wanted to have their own separate country. They rebelled against England in 1937, but weren't able to gain independence. After World War II, more European Jewish people came to Palestine, many straight from the concentration camps. In 1948, the Jewish people from Europe fought and formed their own country, calling it Israel. Israel took about 80% of the land, so many of the Palestinians had to become refugees and go to other countries to live. It was very hard for them to survive. Ever since then, the new country made by the people from Europe, Israel, and the people who lived there first, the Palestinians, have been fighting. It is a very complicated problem. On the one hand, the Palestinian refugees living in nearby countries and the ones who stayed have the right to their own country with their own government. On the other hand, Israel and the Jewish people also have a right to live there and cannot simply give away land and cities to a new Palestinian country. At present, many of the Palestinians live in a special area with other Palestinians, but work in the cities of Israel. In this way, they are dependent on each other. Separating would be very difficult even if everybody agreed. Many people say this problem has caused all the other problems in the Middle East. Many people even say this problem is the real cause of many problems far away from the Middle East, including the attacks of 9/11. What happened to the other 20% of the land in 1948? It still doesn't have a name. Some people call it the Occupied Territories. Some people call it Palestine.